This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, here we go. Here we go. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Your enthusiastic support is noted and greatly appreciated, always. Always at all times. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We're on the road tonight. We are coming to you from the beautiful Mistake by the Lake is what they call it. But if you see any of the, the dynamic pictures that they have taken, look at the, you can see, if you go online and you Google the skyline of Cleveland, they've got a bunch of shots from the underside of their bridge. Wait, what? Did you just say the underside of the bridge? Yeah, you just have to see the pictures. I'm not sure that Cleveland is that beautiful of a city. What I am positive of is that they know how to make their city look nice in the pictures. But you don't get a nickname as a city that's called Mistake by the Lake without some sort of due reason. So anyway, we're in Cleveland tonight. Why, Kev, are you in Cleveland tonight? Because the GOP convention is already open and underway. The platform committee, the rules committee have been meeting. The floor is all laid out for the states to have their delegations. And come Monday, they will actually begin the formal proceedings of the convention. And I will be here. Those of you that listen to my daily broadcast, and if you don't currently get it on one of the stations near you, demand it. But we've got all the daily shows coming from here, and if you miss out on any of them, you can always get them online at thebingethinker.com. I've got daily live times that they occur and what times you can listen to them from anywhere in the world. So check that out, and then of course all of our podcasts next week. But we will be here live 4 hours a day talking about everything that has happened here. And I'm honored because we're going to have some friends that I normally don't get to be with in person every day. Michael Faulkner, who is a former New York Jet, he happens to be running for mayor for New York. He's going to be here, and we're going to be examining all things through the lens of an African-American conservative Republican running for mayor from the most liberal city on the East Coast, and he's going to be telling us his thoughts. He's an actual delegate, I believe, in fact, for Trump, but he will be joining me at the broadcast table. And then all of my ladies of the after hours, ladies, loungers, whatever you want to call them, we've got Dr. Gina Loudon will be with us, Alicia Krauss will be with us, Ashley Papa will be with us, Charmaine Yost, they've all been here on the Radio Night Live broadcast as well, so it should be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. Plus, the VIPs that just wander through Media Row looking, begging for media coverage. No, we're not going to have the guy pushing his, you know, conservative soap bottles. We're not going to do that. But when we get, senators and former candidates and people that are here that that have opinions that are worth noting, we're gonna set them down at a microphone and get them on the air for you. So I'm looking forward to a great, great time. I hope that you will be with us for every bit of it. And thanks for being here with us tonight as we get it all kicked off and get it started. I've got a bunch of news to get to tonight. Some of it more profound than others. By the way, let me tell you what's coming up on the broadcast. Robert Spencer is in town. Mr. Spencer is the author of the brand new book, Complete Infidel's Guide to Iraq. Robert Spencer, the foremost authority on radical Islamic terrorism in the world. He authors the blog called jihadwatch.com. And he is a delightful human being, and he's in Cleveland. He wants to stop by. We're gonna chat with him about all things related to terrorism, particularly in our headlines these days. And in light of the week that was, who can blame us? This is a plague that is going to be with us for a while. So I'm looking forward to having Robert Spencer here in person on microphone with us at the Radio Night Live mics. And then we've also got a couple people that are phoning it in, literally. But Ashley will be with us a little bit later in the week. Ashley Papa, Fox News, relationship writer. We're going to talk a little bit about sex and why men pull away. emotionally, I'm talking about. But she's written on a variety of things. She's a relationship writer for Fox News Magazine. She also populates the blog AshleyPapa.com. And she's also host of the Fox News Radio piece called Fox on Love. And she'll give us a preview of what she's got that's running all weekend on some of these stations as well. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, yes, Kimberly Strassel. I'm excited about this. Kimberly is one of the foremost opinion writers in the country. She's part of the editorial board for the Wall Street Journal. And she has got a brand new book out that is all about the use of intimidation by the left to try to get their way. Should be a phenomenal conversation, especially in light of the conventions being here and what the next couple of weeks are going to bring about. And of course, you know, that's why we're here. Speaking of the conventions, the Trumpster finally did it. He finally got his new logo out. You know, every campaign works very hard to get their logo just right for when they have the completed ticket. So it's a little bit puzzling to me. It's a little bit bemusing to me that what we actually got from the Trump campaign this week was the best they could do. Did you see it? A number of people have seen it. I wanted to see what people were writing about it because I started getting Facebook inquiries and Twitter tweets right away. People asking, Kev, is this really, what am I looking at here? So I went to the tech website, Wired. I said, well, let's see what they're saying about it. So one of the writers there says, Donald Trump got a new running mate and a new logo. The former is Indiana Governor Mike Pence. The latter is, well, it's something. The writer says, if you thought, hey, that looks kind of not safe for work, you're not alone. Graphic designer Armin Witt, who runs the logo criticism blog Brand New, says, yeah, that's weird. I mean, it's not subtle at all. It's a T penetrating a P. He said, there's no way around it. We're human. We're inclined to find humor in things, so we see a sex act. Good. Humanity confirmed, writes the writer. Sex act seen. It's a sex act. That's what people see in the new logo from the Trump-Pence logo. Then I went over to Mashable. They do a lot of writing about pop culture and tech and stuff. And I said, well, let's see if the millennials are. Is Donald Trump rolled out a new presidential campaign logo on Friday, and, well, the Internet thinks it looks phallic. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee announced his running mate on Friday, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, so naturally Trump needed to incorporate his new bud onto his campaign logo, and this was the best they could come up with. Someone had the brilliant idea to take the T in Trump and P for Pence and mash them into one sexy letter. Yes, Trump's T is penetrating Pence's P. They added a bit of American flair with a red and white and blue color scheme. Naturally, the Internet took note of Trump's sexy patriotic letters and decided to begin laughing. So there's two of the biggest tech blogs, millennial blogs on the planet. So as big of an announcement and as great of a choice as I was excited about Mike Pence being added to the ticket, you kind of have like the eternal facepalm going, this is the best we could do on the logo. In other candidate news, did you know that Trump isn't the only Trump to win win a primary? This out of New York State. Check this out. Ivanka Trump, the daughter of the presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump, is the winner of the vote for the Reform Party nomination for the 12th Congressional District. According to the City Board of Elections, she received nearly two-fifths of the votes among the eligible voters. So, Ivanka Trump is a candidate for Congress in the 12th Congressional District because the Reform Party wrote her in. She'll be on the ballot in New York. President Trump, here's your daughter, Congresswoman Trump. Congresswoman Trump, your dad, the president. Finally, have you caught on to this Pokemon Go thing? It's starting to weird my family out because we have teenagers at all hours of the night running up and down the street with their cell phones trying to kill things with rubber balls. But this kind of takes the cake. A teenager in Pittsburgh is recovering in a hospital because she crossed a street and a car hit her while playing Pokemon Go. According to the girl's mother, she was hit near the intersection of East 9th and Ross Street around 5 p.m. on Tuesday. And her mom said the game dragged her across that highway. The game dragged her little wilting flower, Autumn, across the highway. The game dragged her across. She didn't do it on her own. The game made her do it. We are in a load of trouble. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough from Cleveland next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
Live from Cleveland.
Of all
Cleveland.
Boys I've known and I've known some.
Well, the control room's still operating back in New York, but we're in Cleveland, side of the GOP presidential convention. And I'm pleased to welcome my next guest. He'll have a lot to say in light of recent current events across the country. But Robert Spencer is the world's foremost authority on Islamic radicalism. He writes the blog Jihad Watch. And Robert, it's good to see you in person this time. Normally we're talking on the phone in the aftermath of an immediate emergency. Welcome to Cleveland.
Absolutely. Great to be here, Kevin. Thank you.
For so many people, Robert, tough week. Terrorist attack. And you see the unrest in Turkey. I don't know how you do your job, to be candid. I don't know that I have the mental courage that you do on a daily basis.
Do you ever just get discouraged and go, why can't I just go be a gardener or something else, somewhere else? I mean, this, I would think if you have to traffic in just the knowledge of what you have to write about on a daily basis, that there's a lot of psychological fortitude you have to build up over time.
Well, I think that's true. And I think that certainly there are a lot of things that I would prefer to do. I used to be a jazz reviewer and much rather be talking about music today than about
favorite artist. I got to know.
John Coltrane.
Okay.
Absolutely. Without any doubt.
I was
doubt.
A little more of a Miles guy, but I hear
no,
what you're saying.
I actually take off from Miles and go into the far out stuff with Pharoah Sanders and Archie Shepp. And
now you're way out. Now you're beyond me now. But,
anyway, I'd much rather be doing that. But sure. This has to be done. I felt like at the beginning when I was consulting with people on Islam in the 90s, and then especially after 9/11 when I wrote my first book and went public doing this,
sure.
That it's something that has to be done that not enough people are doing. I actually was asked to write my first book way back then because of the coverage after 9/11 where the problem was being diagnosed wrongly and the wrong solutions were being applied. Mm. And that was what my work was dedicated to trying to stop. Now, of course, the wrong solution and the wrong diagnoses, that's all official government policy. Mm-hmm. And so, but I think that in a certain paradoxical sense, that's good because it's being exposed now for just how disastrously wrongheaded it is and how much trouble it's caused us, and the truth cannot be suppressed forever.
Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of a grateful, informed public, because if it weren't for voices like yours, but specifically yours, I don't think we would know half of what we need to know to even make informed public policy decisions. I mean, there's so much bait and switch, particularly by the Democratic Party and the liberal progressive movement specifically. But even some Republicans are hesitant to sometimes say what they need to say to publicly denounce what needs to be publicly denounced. And you're faithful at calling the spade, and so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let me ask you about your background a little bit. Where do you come from? What's your own faith perspective? How did you get drawn into the debate about Islam? And when did you make the decision, I'm going to go forward writing about it? But start way back at the beginning. What is it about this topic that that drew you in?
Well, it actually does go way back to the beginning, because it started it with my grandparents telling me stories about their childhood, which was in Sesmes near Smyrna in what is now Turkey. Okay. At that time, it was the Ottoman Empire, the last caliphate before ISIS. And they would tell me about how wonderful it was. As a matter of fact, it was my grandmother first, before Barack Obama, who said that the sound of the muezzin calling to the Muslims to prayer from the minaret was the most beautiful sound that she had ever heard.
Muslim.
No, they actually were not, but they were Orthodox Christians in that area. And they talked about their childhood, however, in idyllic terms, as if it was this wonderful thing. But then I would say, well, why did you leave? And they said, we were exiled. And they would not tell me or could not tell me why they were exiled. So I started to want to find out, because they weren't criminals. They were nice old folks, and they had not committed any crimes in the Ottoman Empire either, but they were exiled for, actually, as it turned out, being Christian at a time when the empire was collapsing and the Christians from Greece were wanting their independence, the Christians of Armenia, the Armenian Christians also wanting independence. And so from an Islamic standpoint, I learned all this much later, they were considered infidels at war with Islam and had to either convert to Islam or get out. And my grandparents declined the invitation to convert to Islam, and almost all were able to get out without being killed.
So the Ottoman Empire, that caliphate was in effect, and they decided that these Christians that wanted to live independent were at war with them.
Yes, that instead of in Islamic law, if you're a non-Muslim, you have to submit to the rule of the Muslims and accept various humiliating and discriminatory regulations right. that restrict your rights. And the Christians in Asia Minor, in Turkey now, they had lived that way for centuries. Under Western pressure in the mid-19th century, the discrimination was officially abolished, but it was still a de facto thing in the society living there. And so Greece won its independence in 1821 and was agitating for the Greeks of Western Asia Minor to join in that. And that meant, as far as the Muslims were concerned, that they were rebelling against the lawful authority, and thus they had to be killed or converted or exiled.
Mm. So where did your grandparents go?
New York City, ultimately. And they lived in the United States for the rest of their lives, and I knew them when I was very young. But the strange cognitive dissonance between the idyllic picture they painted of their childhood and the fact of the exile is what was the first thing in the long series of one thing leading to another.
How young were you felt when you first felt that restlessness inside you?
Well, I was very curious, probably 7 or 8, and hearing these stories and thinking, first, I want to go there. I want to see that. And how did this happen? And then when I was in high school, and then especially in college, started to study the history of that period, and that led me right into studying Islam. And I read the Quran the first time when I was about 18 or 19, and I thought, now I have the key. I see what this is all about.
Did you remain involved in the Orthodox Church your entire life? So were you always studying it from the viewpoint of Christianity outward, or was there a time when you were agnostic or didn't embrace any faith? Or what's been your context to look at Islam from?
It's actually been a long all of those things at various points, you know. And also I ended up marrying a Catholic and became a Greek Catholic, which is the corresponding, it's not a Roman Catholic, but it's kind of Orthodox under the, in communion with the Pope of Rome.
Okay.
And got very involved in that and had a lot of ups and downs along the way. Really,
well, if the seven bishops can all make it work at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, I think we can try to make it work elsewhere as well.
Yeah, that would be good. Right now, It seems all the more important for there to be Christian unity because of the persecution of Christians around the world.
Yeah.
But really, the study of Islam that I undertook in earnest when I was in college was not motivated by Christian faith. That was my point of view, but it was always a matter of wanting to understand first what had happened to my own family, and then, as I learned more, wanting to understand what had happened in the whole region.
Sure. Well, and that's what brings us to today. Robert Spencer's his name. The book is The Complete Infidel's Guide to Iran. Lots of questions yet to come. Will Iran and the Sunnis kill each other as opposed to killing Jews or Westerners? I'm going to ask about that before we're done. But also, in light of all the current events, is there a connection between, for instance, Black Lives Matter and Islam? Some people don't realize that there might be. We're going to talk about it. Robert Spencer's my guest. We're live in Cleveland. It's the GOP convention.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Kevin McCullough live from Cleveland tonight. It's Radio Night Live, kicking off our coverage of the GOP convention. All things Kevin McCullough reporting. Robert Spencer is my guest. The Complete Infidel's Guide to Iran is the book. And Robert, one of the questions I asked you walking into here, is there a synergy between Islam or American Islamic groups like CARE and the Black Lives Matter movement?
Nihad Awad, the executive director and co-founder of CARE, he actually said last December at a conference of two other Muslim groups, Black Lives Matter is our matter. Black Lives Matter is our campaign. And there have been Black Lives Matter delegations who've gone over to the West Bank and met with jihad terrorists there in order to express solidarity and probably to undergo some strategic training as well.
When that occurs, of course, the American media doesn't pick up on it. But how important are those facts that you just relayed to my listeners? I mean, is this something that
ABC, CBS, NBC should be reporting on.
Oh, yeah, of course they should. The thing is that there was a captured document, an internal document of the Muslim Brotherhood, that came to light during that same Holy Land Foundation trial. And it said that the brothers in the U.S. must understand, and I quote, that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house. By their hand, that is the hand of the Western non-Muslims, by their hand and the hand of the believers, so that it falls and Allah's religion is victorious over other religions. Now, that is the strategy of Muslim Brotherhood groups in the U.S. That's the overall goal, I should say, and the strategy was all laid out in the same document. The parent group of CARE, the Islamic Association for Palestine, is listed as one of the allied groups in that document, as along with the Muslim American Society and the Islamic Circle of North America, which were the two Muslim groups to which Awad spoke about Black Lives Matter last December. Now, if you want to work toward eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within, that sounds to me to be very similar to what the groups like Black Lives Matter really want to do. They want to make it so that police can't do their job, which would engulf the nation in chaos and crime. And, well, that sounds to me like eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within. So they have a congruence of goal.
Yeah. I'm amazed, Robert. You sat there and read the quote-unquote read the quote from that memo from complete memory. This is your brain works as an encyclopedia. You have it all stored. You've not brought any notes with you. There's a copy of your own book sitting in front of you for what I'm not sure because you know everything that's in there. But
I like the cover.
I'm very pleased that you have the ability to have this recall because I think we've got to have voices, especially in the public debate, that are able to know the facts and to know them quickly and to ascertain what some of this stuff really means.
Facts are out of fashion these days, and so it's very important to keep emphasizing.
They are. Facts matter. That's the hashtag I want to get started. We're speaking with Robert Spencer, and the book is The Complete Infidel's Guide to Iran. Before we move away from the front page stories, the issue of police being kind of the symbol of American government. Do we know anything more about the Dallas shooter? Did he have, he goes by Michael X. What do we know about who he was? What were his associations?
Michael X is the classic formulation of the Nation of Islam, like Malcolm X. That the idea is that their surname is a slave name, and they don't know their real name, and so they use X.
Okay.
And so the Nation of Islam,
which is not true. He could go look up his birth certificate and tell us what his last name is.
Well, yeah, but that's the name he's rejecting.
Okay.
Because his ancestors were taken over and given that name by slavers, and so he rejects it.
Or so he says.
So he says.
Has he done the actual research? Who knows?
Michael, probably not.
Yeah.
But in any case, the idea of the Nation of Islam is that the white man is the devil, and that to eliminate evil from the world, you got to eliminate the white man.
Mm.
That's basically Nation of Islam.
Mm.
It's not real Islam. It's not Orthodox Sunni Islam or Shiite Islam, for that matter. It's a strange amalgamation of race hatred and Islam.
Mm.
But the problem with the Nation of Islam is that it's sort of a recruiting center for Orthodox Sunni Muslims. Many black Americans have first joined the nation because of their anger at perceived racism, and then have gone from the nation into Sunni Islam and become jihadis. The most notorious example of that was John Muhammad, the Beltway sniper, about 10 years ago,
okay.
Who was shooting people. It was not widely publicized, but he was a follower of Osama bin Laden. He was an Islamic jihadi, and he had joined first the nation and then gone into the jihad.
And he was training the young son to
Lee Malvo, that's right.
Yeah, following his footsteps. Well, Robert Spencer, not many people are reporting on this. This is why your website, Jihad Watch, is such a valuable resource, and I encourage people all the time to be going there to educate themselves on exactly the kind of the what we're up against quotient is in this particular scenario. All you have to do is see the headlines, see what happened in Nice, see what happened in the terrorist attacks, in what the guy said in Dallas as he was shooting the cops. You see the synergy, you see the dilemma, and it's only getting worse. But how connected is Iran to all of this? We will discuss this and more with Robert Spencer as we continue live from Cleveland. It's Radio Night Live.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
All right, live from Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Robert Spencer is my guest. I'm Kevin McCullough. And Robert, during the break, you were telling me Iran and the Sunnis and the Shias do not have a war with each other.
The cooperation is established between Sunni and Shia against infidels by the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran funds not only Hezbollah, which is Shiite, but Hamas, which is Sunni, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is Sunni.
When you say fund, they actually pay for some of the suicide bombers. And
stuff. That's right. That's what they're buying, and that's what our taxpayer dollars are now buying. But Shiite Islam, in other words, has no trouble with any of that. And the Iranian mullahs, who are Shiite clerics. They have no trouble with funding jihad terrorism and suicide bombing and so on. They have the same theology of jihad. It's just that the Shiites, being such a small minority within Islam, have not been able to do the kinds of things that the Sunnis do, but they have no trouble with it. They condemn ISIS and so on, like everybody else does, but not from the standpoint, really, of a genuine moderate Islam or something like that, but only because ISIS targets them as well, and so they're competitors. But they share the jihad theology.
What is the Shia equivalent of ISIS?
Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. They're just more established, and they took over a great established nation that has a great, marvelous history going long back before Islam. But in essence, the Islamic Republic of Iran is what ISIS wants to be, that kind of thing, an established Islamic
state. Do the mullahs in Iran see themselves as the official caliphate?
Yes. The difference between Sunni and Shiite Islam was over how the leadership of the Islamic world should be constituted. And the split was over who got to be the caliph. And the Shiites believed that Ali, Muhammad's son-in-law, should be the caliph rightfully. And he became the fourth caliph, the fourth successor after Muhammad, but was killed a few years later. And after that, there was another battle where the split was formalized. And so the leader of the Shiites is believed to be the leader of the Islamic world. But the problem is, of course, the Sunnis reject that, and they're in a vast majority. And the leader of the Shiites also has been in hiding since the year 874, so that's another problem.
I guess that would be. Yes. Where do we think he is?
He is in western Iran. And the city where he's going to reappear is well known in the Islamic traditions, in the Shiite traditions. And Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, when he was the president of Iran, actually had a highway built from that town to Tehran, so that when he returns, he is, of course, the 12th Imam.
Okay.
And when the 12th Imam returns, at a time when the Muslims are being persecuted more ferociously than they've ever been persecuted before, then he will get right to Tehran and start to work to conquer all the non-Muslims and Islamize the world.
How does this fit with your understanding of Christianity and kind of the Armageddon moment that they have? Is there any overlap between what the two forces might be squaring off as?
Yeah, you know, it
and
is.
I don't know I've ever asked anybody this question before, but I think if anybody would have looked at it and seen some sort of similarity or potential, I think you'd be the guy.
I'm not an expert in Christian eschatology, but I do know that there is an Antichrist who arises who wars against the Christians at the end of the world. And I think that it's very interesting to note that in Sunni and Shiite eschatology, Jesus is going to return to earth. Jesus, not the Son of God and the Savior, but Jesus, the Muslim prophet. And when he returns, he will, according to a tradition of Muhammad that's accepted by both Sunnis and Shiites, he will break the cross, kill the pigs, and abolish the jizya. Break the cross means war against Christianity.
Hmm.
Kill the pigs means war against Christianity, because the Christians ought to be following the food laws, but they're not, and eating pork. And abolish the jizya. The jizya is the tax that the Christians pay when they submit to the rule of the Muslims. He'll abolish that because at that time, making war against the Christians, all the Christians will either be killed or converted to Islam. And so it's very interesting to note that in both end-time scenarios...
So they believe their 12th Imam is Jesus.
No, the 12th Imam is another guy who's going to work with Jesus to do all this.
He precedes Jesus.
He's going to come at the same time.
Okay.
And, yeah, he might actually precede Jesus, and then Jesus will come back when he comes back, and the whole thing will explode, and the whole world will explode in war, and they will kill all the non-Muslims. And so it's very interesting to note that the end times in Christianity and Islam both have warring against Christianity, but from different standpoints. The Muslims think that's a good thing, and the Christians, of course, think that it's not, and it's just the prelude to the return of Jesus who will set things right.
Yeah, which is another reason why I personally find Christianity a little more engaging.
Yes,
on
yes.
a personal level.
But I'm not the first to know.
Saying
that
with a very firmly planted tongue in my cheek. I mean, I believe that it's actually true. We're speaking with Robert Spencer, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Iran. Talk to me about if Iran and the Sunnis were able to get their way, what would that mean to world politics, to the world geography? How would the world look differently if they succeed?
The non-Muslims have no right to govern. They have to submit to the rule of the Muslims.
So the caliphate's mission is to literally conquer world domination.
Yes, that is quite right.
There's no people group, the Philippines, the mountains of Japan, nowhere you can run to
nowhere.
That is going to be free.
The vision of both Iran and ISIS and other and groups like Al-Qaeda as well among Sunnis is to conquer the entire world and install Islamic government. And the idea is that that's the only legitimate government and Sharia law, the only legitimate law that any society should be governed by.
How is it that Americans get sucked into these worldviews and these thought systems? It seems to me that America has so many resources, from exegetical resources in seminaries to scientific resources in universities to free thought and political groups to associate and to have their mind shaped by. How is it that we have these young people that have all of this advantage that find themselves attracted to a subjective system that enslaves, particularly the girls that were going over, they were becoming brides to the jihadis? What is it? How are they successful in that regard?
Well, they're very successful because they're not being countered. They have very...
What are they offering for those young people that are tapping into them?
Well, you're talking about, when you talk about girls that go over there, they're Muslim girls who believe that it's the caliphate and that they need to be governed under the caliphate. And that if they end up being the brides of jihadis, that's a glorious, noble thing.
So they're living in America. They're able to wear shorts and tank tops to the beach. They can have rock music if they want. And they're sitting there in that culture, enjoying those freedoms. And they go, I want to be in a burqa,
yes,
chained to a guy that I don't know and doesn't respect me.
Right. Because that's what God wants.
That just seems so difficult to understand. Got to follow up on that when we continue. Robert Spencer, live from Cleveland. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, Robert Spencer, a few minutes. We were talking in the last segment, and I said, what about the women who want to go? But, like, what if they get over there, they realize this isn't what I wanted, they accidentally talk to their neighbor whom they're not supposed to, and they just get literally the life beaten out of them? There's, what do they?
She deserved it.
All right.
I mean, look, I'll tell you. You remember the movie The Stoning of Soraya M?
It was one of the most disturbing and honest films
yes.
I've ever seen.
Well, I was talking to Cyrus Narasta, the director, and he said when they were filming in Jordan, and they were filming, Jordan was standing in for Iran, and they were filming him, the husband beating his wife, going down the street beating her, and all the Jordanian extras were saying, yeah, see, she deserves it. Give her another one. And they were completely on his side. It's a culture in which that kind of thing is taken for granted as being
they
good.
They didn't
right.
know it was a movie scene being shot.
Well, they did know that it was a movie scene, but they were applauding. They figured this is the right way it ought to be. I mean, the Quran allows for, you know, if you fear disobedience, then beat your wife.
Yeah. In our minutes that we have left, Robert, and thank you for taking so much time to be with us today. Really illuminating conversation on many levels. The next president is going to be installed next January, and whoever it is going to have a mountain of things to tackle as it approaches the issue of radical Islam. What would be the 1, 2, 3 things that, if you were brought into the advisory council of that chief executive, that you would be whispering in their ear saying, we must address this, and it must be addressed now?
Iran's at war with the United States.
And we don't know it.
We're pretending it's not. Stop all this funding, all this sanctions relief, any money that has not yet been given to Iran, stop it. And repeal whatever it is that would have to be done to get rid of this deal, and make it clear to the Iranians that we are going to do whatever is necessary to aid the opposition in Iran, to support the cause of freedom in Iran, and to prevent them from getting nuclear weapons. Reconfigure our international alliances so that we don't have these sham alliances with countries like Pakistan, where we've been giving them billions of dollars every year to fight Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and it's been documented since 2008 that a great deal of that money has been funneled by the Pakistani spy service, ISI, to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. So
well,
stop giving
Bin Laden
money.
Was living in Pakistan when we
under their
him,
protection.
So, yeah.
And so stop pretending. We need to reconfigure our alliances on the basis of opposition to jihad. So we should be allying with Russia against the jihadis. And people say, oh no, Putin's a terrible character. Well, we allied with Stalin against Hitler. Putin's not as bad as Stalin. Hmm. And we need to face the current world situation realistically. Right now, it's as if we're still fighting the Cold War, which is over, actually.
All right, so stop Iran, undo those fake alliances.
And a third one would be domestic, to call upon the Muslim groups in the United States that they have to not only renounce, condemn terrorism, but teach against the Iranian and the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda understanding of Islam. Teach against the idea of warfare against unbelievers and the idea of Islamic law allowing for the oppression of women and the oppression of non-Muslims. If you don't have programs in every mosque teaching that, then you will be investigated for subversion.
Yeah, okay. Some good advice, and we'll see if anybody takes it come January of next year. Robert Spencer, congratulations on another successful book, and thanks for coming by today.
Thank you. Pleasure, Kevin.
Coming back from Cleveland, Ohio.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.